WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh,
The Copperhead,
WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Director of Free Enterprise Society. Welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I am speaking to you from not sunny California today. Listen, this program, we try to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those who know me know that income tax is one of my main issues, as I believe it is destroying Americans' desire to succeed. Many people won't even work the overtime sometimes because they get into a wrong tax bracket. My goal is to eliminate the income tax for everyone. The federal government could get along fine without the income tax if they will only follow the law. A lot of people think the income tax is all the taxes that you pay, but it is really around 40%, give or take, of all the taxes the U.S. collects. When I talk about the law, I'm also talking about the U.S. Constitution. That is the supreme law of the land. The federal government can get along fine without the income tax, I believe, because in the Constitution, the supreme law, the federal government only has 17 powers issued to it. The rest is reserved to the states or to the people. Now think about that for a moment. If the average person could buy a new car cash probably within the first year or two without the income tax. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on in the country. The Mueller report is done, and Trump is on about his business, and Iran is shaking their little sabers, and everything's going on around the world all over the place. And here we are. We're going to talk about some problems right here in the United States. But before I do that, one thing that we are also involved with is the Truth Attack Coalition, which is a group of people trying to expose the truth about the income tax as well. And if you go to their website, it's truth-attack.com, you can find a Innocence Revealed, a documentary there by five attorneys and a former IRS special agent who shows conclusively that the average person never was required to file an income tax return. Now, I know you just filed taxes, you don't want to think about that, but if you just got through it, you still may owe it to yourself to at least watch the video. It's available free on truth-attack.com. You can watch the video in its entirety. We're going to talk about other issues today, and my guest today is Paul Ballard. He is a person living here in California that I ran into. His story is quite interesting and almost is so fantastic, it's almost unbelievable. What is happening to him for the last, I don't know how many years, continues to happen, and it's not just him. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome, Paul. It's a pleasure to have you join me.
Thank you very much, Steve, and I appreciate the opportunity to expose what's going on in Southern California and in Orange County to the public, and hopefully they can help us with the government, stop this abuse of seniors and the stealing of people's private homes by the government in collusion with a group of lawyers that have taken over a residential community in Southern California.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. This is Leisure World Seal Beach, and according to what I have here, there's 6,500 residents in that Leisure World.
The 6,500 homes, units. About 9,000 to 10,000 people live there.
6,500 units in this Leisure World. That's a huge place.
Actually, it's the smallest one ever built and the very first one in the country.
Well, it seems huge to me. Anyway, your parents bought into this. I don't know
what year
it was, but many, many decades ago, I assume.
1996, we purchased a home for them. They decided they wanted to sell the family home and move into a retirement community. A lot of people do that and choose to do that, and they're just one of many people that have.
Okay, so your father, he passed away in 2010, I think, and your mother a year later. But somewhere along the line, you were supposed to inherit this property. It was you were a trustee. They put the property into trust. Go ahead and give us a little bit of that background for us.
Well, the 1999 Ballard Family Trust was filed with the Leisure World Corporation Stock Transfer Office. Now, one of the aspects is they've got various levels of corporations, and the management company is the Golden Rain Foundation. and they're the management company over then the mutuals, and each of the mutual corporations are their Chapter S California corporations. And what the way it was originally set up was, in our particular case, Mutual 3 out of 16 mutuals has 432 homes. Each, rather than getting a deed, when you pay for your home, and you have to use cash, and only cash, and all cash for your home, and it's always been that way since 1962, you're not issued a deed, and there's no public record of the transfer of this, there's no title insurance, you're given a share of stock, and the Golden Rain Foundation is holding your deed in trust. This is in part of the problem. Although at one point there was a mortgage on the property for the entire Leisure World community, that mortgage was paid off in 2002. The deeds should have been forced to been issued at that particular point, but HUD, I believe, walked out of any kind of regulatory position, and the Golden Rain Foundation has since realized that they get to hold all of these trusts. It appears to me, and I do want to say that these are, some of these are my opinion, other things are just pure fact, but we're talking about a serious amount of money. It's 1 square mile of the beach in Seal Beach, Southern California. The raw land itself, the last time I was looking up a valuation, is close to $9 billion in raw land. And if you read the corporate charter, if anybody can get a hold of these titles and these deeds, the only thing that they owe back to the shareholder residents, and it's one share for each house, so you have 432 shares in Mutual 3, 432 homes, and you comprise then the ownership of an undividable interest of the 26 acres that comprises Mutual 3. Is that making sense how they've done this, rather than having a deed? But stock is not publicly recorded. So what has happened with the assessor's office is they don't have, since there is no deed and no public record, they created, well, I'll call it fake, we're all used to fake news terms, they created factitious assessor parcel numbers so that they could assess you the value. You pay your taxes on your home as a part of your monthly fee. They just divide it by 12, and then the mutual corporation pays into the assessor's office every year. But you get a homeowner exemption, and the government assessor writes you, and you think you own these homes. In fact, well, of course you own these homes. They're sold. You buy them through realtors. You can go on realtor.com. You can go to private realtors. You can buy these homes as you would any other property. The problem is when you go to either inherit it or sell it, and somebody doesn't like you. And that seems to be the situation at hand. And for whatever reason, they decided they didn't like our family, and we got put in on the attack basis. And it happens quite often. I saw this happening. My background, Steve, before I went to take care of my parents, is I was a president of a board of realtors. I'd been a lobbyist, not official, but a lobbyist for the California Association of Realtors in Sacramento. I was certainly educated and familiar with real estate law. And when I walked in to start taking care of my parents, I said, "You guys can't operate like this. What are you doing?" And they basically, to cut to the short, they take you to unlawful detainer court, rental court, and throw you out, demolish your home, build a new one, and then sell it again for all cash, and you get stuck with the legal bill, and I did, of over $300,000 for the legal bill, besides that they take your house as well.
We can slow down here a little bit. Let's go back a little bit. So the realtors, your parents approached a realtor, and they saw these ads are from a realtor, or they contacted a realtor or whatever, and they went to the realtor like you would when you'd buy a piece of property.
Yes.
And were they told that you're aware of that these, you don't actually own these properties when you pay the several hundred thousand dollars?
It's actually the other way around. You're told that you do own them. This is the problem. You were told that you do own them. In fact, one of the major brokerage firms down there even calls them fee simple. If your audience understands that term, that is the most private form of ownership that there is. These are not fee simple. These are owned by a share of stock. Absolutely not fee simple. But you are told that you own them, and the problem is they have a clause in the occupancy agreement, Article 17. And I understand why it may have been put in there back in 1962 when this was a brand new concept by the developer. Nobody had any idea if the senior community concept was going to work, where you, once you move in and they get your take care of your medical your needs, and they take care of everything for you, but nobody knew if this was going to fly in America, if this was going to work. It did, and these are all over the country and many around the world. But so they had a clause, and the clause was how people could get out. Well, what if people moved in, but they didn't pay these monthly fees, they didn't pay the taxes? So there's a clause, Article 17, that says, although you've bought your house, you've agreed that we're going to treat you under landlord-tenant law under the state of California. And they do so. And that's what's been happening in the judiciary of the County of Orange Superior Court. So they simply take you to unlawful detainer court. It's akin to getting a divorce at traffic school. You're not allowed to have in unlawful detainer law. It's simply a landlord-tenant relationship of which the landlord obviously owns the property. So ownership is not of question in the law. You can't even discuss that in court. And quite frankly, and from my opinion, unlawful detainer law is an appearance of a justice system just so that there is some kind of a record. In fact, they don't even keep transcripts of these things.
Okay,
they don't even take them for the most time.
Let's go back to the realtors for a second.
It takes about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Let's go back to the realtors for a second. Do you think the realtors know what's going on at these places, or...
Yes, they do. And June Barlow of the California Association of Realtors, she's their general counsel. They've been supportive of me when I won the case the first time around. And at one point they offered to even come in under the appellate case as a amicus brief. My attorney at that time, who was certainly not the best attorney dealing with the appellate case, did not accept their amicus brief, but we lost on the appellate case, won on the lower case, lost on the appellate case, and then they did a de novo trial to go to a third one. Yes, the realtors know, they all know, but everybody likes making the money. That's what's going on. This is not being disclosed. Realtors are not disclosing what's going on in Leisure World.
Got a break coming up here, so I don't want to we'll get into that in more detail after the break. But
yes, Steve.
So you talked about them not liking you. I mean, you came in with had a dog when you were there.
We had a licensed service dog that was assigned to my parents by the Leisure World medical staff neurologists, but Tanker was larger than 35 pounds, and they'd had a pet rule that dogs cannot be more than 35 pounds. Tanker absolutely is a service dog. There was not a question about that. He took care of my parents. He was loved by the community. But apparently, every now and then, somebody, and we've got 10,000 people, I just don't like dogs. Somebody in administration. We had no problem for years and years and years until Linda Stone got on the board of directors. Everything blew up once this one lady became the volunteer. Everything's a volunteer position. These are elder people, and they've then volunteered to be in charge. And once this one person became in charge, they fired the lawyers, they got new lawyers, and this has been going down another whole direction ever since then, although these evictions have been going on since 1962, and they've been against the Davis-Sterling Act of the California law since 1986. And they've evicted hundreds of people and stolen their homes against the law since 1986.
Okay, we're going to get in more detail of that. Yeah, I need to hold right now. We have a break coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Paul Ballard. We're talking about Leisure World and some of their practices and something that happened to him on property he was supposed to inherit. So stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with a defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no constitution would be necessary. Our constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Well, why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. The Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I want to mention the Liberty Works Radio Network. I believe this network and networks like it will be the new mainstream media coming up in the future, because the people watching what is considered mainstream media, CNN and MSNBC and these things, is just dropping like a rock. And in recent times, in particular, they are showing to be having a lot of incorrect information being broadcast. So if you like this program or others that are on this network, I hope you support it. This is a listener-supported network. You can do it at lwrn.net. You can leave a one-time donation, or you can set up a monthly donation, I believe. It's automatic. Anyway, and if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to join my guest with comments or questions. We're back with my guest, Paul Ballard. We're talking about the Leisure World and how they evicted him from that and some of the details of that. All right, so before break, we talked about some of these things, but let me just recap here. Your parents bought a place at Leisure World for quite a bit of money. They got went through a realtor to do so. When they died, you tried to remodel it, or you tried to sell it or rent it, whatever you wanted to do, because you were inheriting that certificate or that one share.
Correct.
And Leisure World said you can't do that or something like that, and they evicted you, and they did that actually through the courts. But before
Correct.
We get into that, I want to... Something else you showed me here I find of interest, and that is, this is for your father, and it is a property tax thing from the county. It's Orange County. Is that where we're at?
Correct. Orange County, Southern California.
So here it is, right at the top. Claim for homeowners, property tax exemption. It has a parcel number. Ooh, it looks really official. And you told me you try to look up that number, and it doesn't even exist.
That's correct. I've spoken to the current assessor, Claude Parrish, has called me twice when I was exposing this, what was going on. Normally, you can go to a title plant, and you can get title insurance, and you can go on websites, and you can look up any parcel in the country through its tax number, but not Leisure World, because these are factitious numbers. Let's just call them fake numbers. You cannot look them up. Now, what they create is a supplemental tax roll in the County of Orange, and this is also what's enabled this scam to take place. Well, there's no third party that is able to look up, no public person is able to look up the ownership of these. They simply transfer them by a phone call or a simple note across the phone to a staff member at the assessor's office from the volunteer person running the Mutual Homeowner Association. That's literally how they do it, because
there are no contracts,
publicly recorded numbers.
I find this form very interesting, because if I were to look at this, which I'm looking at it now, I would assume that this guy who's named on here, your father, is the owner of this property, and this is the parcel number. It doesn't say anywhere on here that these are fictitious names. Another interesting thing that you pointed out is when they get a property tax bill, it goes to your family, right? Went to your father, but they're not supposed to pay the county. They were supposed to pay the corporation somewhere along the line.
You pay the corporation... Because every place is revalued every time it is sold, so the taxes are based on the total amount that you purchased them for over the years. It's the just like any other regular house. So everybody that is there, all 6,700 people, they have a different dollar amount monthly. The difference isn't in their mutual fees and their recreation fees. The difference is in their taxes, depending on what they paid for their property, their home at the time. So those are still all collected and paid by the mutual corporation through the Golden Rain Foundation as the management company, but you know what your property tax is for the year. It's then divided into 12, and you pay in on a monthly basis like you would on an escrow account inside a traditional single-family residence or a condominium.
Yeah, but not sending the bill to the county, the check to the county, is just very unusual to me. I mean, it was like, you know, if I'm renting a place to somebody who's renting, they're gonna pay enough rent to pay for the mortgage. They're gonna pay enough rent to pay for the property tax and everything, I hope. But it doesn't.
Steve, you may find this absolutely fascinating on that topic. I went and spoke to Paul Nguyen, is his name, at the County of Orange, and I tried to pay the property tax bill directly myself. And he said, no, we cannot take it. This is going to be a fascinating legal case that you're getting involved with, because we have no mechanism to receive your money for the taxes on your property.
Okay, and you didn't leave, and you were fighting them a little bit and complaining about it and just wanting to, you were happy. This is your inheritance. You wanted to sell it, fix it up and sell it. And that would be
that was the original goal, and I put that as my answers on the. I'd actually left. I'd spent months after my parents died, months and months. I was waiting for them to come up with, are we finally going to have a meeting? Can we finally get this thing resolved? They said, we're working on the trust issues. The later on in court, they say that they've never seen the trust, which is fascinating, and it's all in writing. But
okay, well,
go ahead.
Anyway, they finally decide they want to move you out of there. They want to.
I was actually gone.
I guess I used the word eviction.
When I found out, I was in Northern California, my private home in Northern California, and I just happened to be on a website looking in, and I realized I'm listed as somebody being sued in the County of Orange. I was never even served. I responded to an answer without ever even being served. They were apparently hoping I wouldn't even show up in court. It was going to be that simple. Then what had happened was I got a prior to that, the few months after my mom passed away just before Christmas in December, and they filed in November, the end of November of the following year. They sent me a letter, and I have that letter, and a self-addressed stamp-returned envelope that I am to sign here, give them the home, or they're going to sue me.
This is how they operate.
Now, most people, literally, they sign and they give up. These are old people. These are infirm people. I've watched them take homes away from people in their 70s after their husband dies. I've just heard of one this morning as well. He had a coma, is in the hospital. He comes back. He doesn't have his home anymore. This is what's going on by a group of less than scrupulous lawyers. And it isn't a lawyer here and a lawyer there. It's fleets of lawyers that are hired by the Golden Rain Foundation, assigned to the mutual corporations, and it's a free-for-all for these lawyers, and this is what's going on. It is a free-for-all.
Okay.
And they tell you, you can't take us on. We'll bankrupt you. That's literally what they told me.
Let's go to the court action just briefly. They filed an unlawful retainer action against you, which was basically the type of thing that you would use on a renter that's not paying his rent.
Correct.
I mean, that would not be the type of action that, you know, can you imagine, you know, like a lot of people listening, they own a home. They have a deed and everything they think, and then they get an unlawful retainer action for not paying their rent, and the judge actually throws them out, and that's what happened to you.
That is correct, and normally the proceedings last from 10 to 15 minutes, and that is it. But because I was so familiar with the law, the Davis-Sterling Act and what was going on, I had coached my lawyer at that particular time, not the DLA Piper firm, that is a superb firm, but my small lawyer at the time, an independent lawyer, on what to say, and the judge Luehi found this to be a fascinating case. She's even written about it online. And so she started to take this over. This case went on for 3 months. It wasn't 15 minutes. It was a 3-month trial. And she found out what they're doing. And eventually I won that because she threw it all out. You cannot be in unlawful detainer court. It's outside of the four corners of unlawful detainer law. You'll have to go use a real court where Mr. Ballard is allowed to do discovery and depositions and subpoena people and all the rest. You can't do this in unlawful detainer court.
You told me you were the first.
And the judge throws you out. That's pretty much all that happens.
You were the first person to ever beat the legal firm representing Leisure World, is what you're
saying. As far as I know, I am the first person to actually prevail with the argument that this is the wrong court to be in, and my rights have been violated because I'm in the wrong court and I'm not able to defend myself.
All right, we're going to speed this up a little bit. So Leisure World, they filed an appeal, and whatever attorney you had kind of just sat on his thumbs during the appeal. Now, so either he was getting paid something, or you think he may have been threatened. I don't want to get into that. But he did not do his due diligence and defend you properly, because
that is correct.
The evidence clearly looked like it was on your side from what I have seen. But now let's move on a little bit.
I spent my money, what was left, with the family money, and Leisure, there's an interesting aspect with Leisure World too, is it isn't just your home. They have an interest in any and all of your assets, and you're to list them when you move in. They claim that it is for a credit rating. Credit rating? You just paid all cash to these people, and now they have a list of all of your assets. And my parents, of course, gave them this list, and I want to tell you this, Steve, that the two homes we have in Laguna Beach, we no longer have. When I walked in to take care of my parents, we were negative $44,000 in debt. Everything is gone, and this is what they do.
So you're telling me you didn't lose just the home in Leisure World? There was home properties outside of that?
Yes, although it was done through unlawful detainer court as well. I cannot, at this particular point, I'm not going to bring in all of this. This is it's specifically
where
the
lawyers are doing this
versus other lawyers, but this is what they do.
Okay, well, I don't want to get to this.
Once you're in there,
I want to get to this.
I
want to get to DLL Piper. DLA Piper is one of the largest firms in the world. So,
correct.
And they, when finding out about your case, got very interested and are now representing you.
That is
the
correct.
Best they can. Now, the court case is over, the appeal is over, and they don't think they can really reopen that, even though it was handled poorly, especially at the appeal level anyway.
The term that they have said after they've done a multi-year investigation, they've spent a vast fortune of their own funds doing a full investigation of what's going on inside Leisure World and the laws, is they said, we can't unring the bell of your case. And that's just the way it is. I said, but we're going to stop this from happening to people in the future. And they've agreed to do that. And the document that you have is they've written the Attorney General with a 5-page letter explaining the criminal activity that is going on inside Leisure World. If I also may say, the Congressman Rohrabacher down in Orange County, he was well aware of the criminal activity and had told me himself through his aide that the Golden Rain Foundation, the management company of the Leisure World Enterprises, is a criminal enterprise. But he wouldn't do anything about it. Now, maybe now that we've got a new Congressman Ruta down there, different party, and this is not a party affiliation issue. This is not left, right, north, or south. This is a senior abuse issue and a property a private property rights abuse violation. Maybe with the new Congressman, we can actually get a RICO investigation. We can get something going on. It is happening constantly, and they stated so in court as if that was a justification to the judge why they continue to do this, because they literally said, and the judge had them say it three times, possession equals the right to sell, and we do it all the time.
All right.
She said, repeat that again.
We got another break coming up. Before that, I want to mention DLA Piper did a letter, and they sent it to the Deputy Attorney General here to talk about your case and try to
correct
them. And they are doing an investigation, apparently, according to you, but so far you haven't heard anything. But
I have not been contacted myself.
I put this letter, I copied it or scanned it and put it up on the website for Free Enterprise Society, because you have no other way to share it. So
So if this interests you, or you know people in a retirement community, this is probably a nationwide problem. I mean, it's not, some of them are called other things, but a lot of them probably operate in the same way because, it has
the Golden Rain Foundation, Steve. This is something that people need to look at. I cannot speak factually about the other leisure worlds. There's one in Walnut Creek. There's one in Laguna Woods. It became a city, the city of Laguna Woods. I believe there's 60,000 residents there. They are all operating in Orange County. One of the DAs contacted me about that and said, we know all about Article 17, but we don't know what to do about it. Our legal staff doesn't know what to do. Well, DLA Piper knows what to do. This is against the law, against the Davis-Sterling Act of 1986. Everything that they're doing.
This is morally bankrupt, this whole situation that I'm looking at. But
is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The sunrise.
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste. Constitution. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Make it all taste good.
The government. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious.
Oh, who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. The government.
Husbands, have you ever worried about the risks to your wife's health from the birth control method she's using? Why not learn a natural method that's 99% effective and has no risks to her? You can learn natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
G
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. Now, if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with comments or questions from my guest. And we're back with my guest, Paul Ballard, who's having some issues with the leisure world community. Before break, I wanted to bring up the fact that I didn't get done with it, but DLL Piper, one of the biggest legal firms in the country, decided to help you.
And in the world. It was simply, I believe, the largest preeminent firm in the world when
right.
I was accepted under a pro bono contract with them, and they're in 60+ countries.
These big legal firms representing leisure world has intimidated even small attorneys and stuff, it looks like, and even small firms. So DLA can't be intimidated that way. But DLA,
correct,
they did, after an extensive study, I mean, you said they looked at this for years and determined,
yes,
you were in the right, and they did a letter. They're sending it to the Attorney General. But I would like to, I put it up on our website at freeenterprisesociety.com. Anybody can download this, and it goes through the whole process of yours in pretty brief detail anyway. And from there, you can find out a lot more stuff if this is something that interests you. But I think if you have members of your family in these retirement communities, some of these things maybe want to be looked at. If you're looking at these kind of things, we'd be extra careful, because this whole thing stinks to high heaven to me. And if you or I lie or mislead, because I think this is very misleading when you get into one of these properties, that would be considered elder abuse or elder, some kind of crime, and I would be in jail, and anybody listening doing that kind of thing would be in jail. But and we deal mostly with government corruption, so that's coming. I mean, when something like this happens, the government, the district attorney, the attorney general, these guys should be coming forward and helping, and they're doing everything but that in this case, and that's, I think, what we're going to talk about now. You've tried, Paul, to get this information out. You went to your congressmen, you went to your senators, you went to the courts, you went to judges, you went to people. You actually knew quite a few people.
Yes, I did.
And even if they agreed with you, they were afraid to do anything.
And the local DA, and even the local press, and it was fascinating. The local press, everybody agrees they're so afraid of this large corporation, the Golden Rain Foundation, the Leisure World Enterprise. It's massively large. They're afraid of them. They're afraid they're going to be sued. And that is in particular why I went to the largest law firm in the world. I went actually to Washington. I spoke to Jay Epstein, and he said, you need to get a hold of these boys in San Diego, at our office in San Diego. He was the vice chair of global real estate in Washington, and he directed me to DLA Piper's office in San Diego. These boys can take care, boys and men and women, they can take care of this issue, and were fascinated to be able to help. And this is what's terrific, is that you can find large law firms that can do pro bono things to take on the large abuses that an individual can't, or even a small or medium-sized law firm. I had law firms saying, we all know what's going on in Leisure World in Orange County. If you have $200,000 down, that'll be the down payment to start. You realize anything that you're doing against Leisure World and the Golden Rain Foundation, your mutual corporation, the cost of the litigation is more than your home as a down payment. I mean, the values of the homes are $500,000 or down. These legal fees, I got when I eventually lost at the end here, when I was just evicted, summarily evicted by the judge just because you're a scumbag tenant. The legal bill is over $300,000 that they've attached to my private home in Northern California as a lien. They don't stop. Besides taking our home and then bulldozing it and building a new home, they've attached almost $300,000. They took some off. It's $257,000 lien on my private home in Northern California. It needs a RICO. Quite frankly, in my opinion, after looking over and over, it needs an organized crime investigation from the federal government. Because I'm not even sure. Orange County certainly can't clean up its own mess. I'm hoping maybe that the California Attorney General can, but I'm not even so sure that they can or even have the resources to take a look at this. I truly think it needs a RICO investigation by the FBI. I honestly mean that. And another aspect is Ronald Reagan, under his administration, created something called reverse mortgages. Now, I'm not for or against reverse mortgages. There's good and bad aspects of them. But these people, basically, you walk into Leisure World and you roll out. This is the last place you generally live in your life. And now these people are holding your equity, your assets, and you can't get to them. Their lawyers can, but you can't afford your medicines. You can't afford to eat well because you can't access your equity if you so choose. Without a deed, you cannot get a reverse mortgage. This is just one of the other abuses that's going on with these people. People live in there on Meals on Wheels, but they have a $300,000 home paid for and no heirs. Perfect for the corporation that won, the lawyers that want to take the home from them in short order, but not good for them and not good for our culture, not good for our laws. And this needs to be exposed, and I am hoping and praying that your radio community will stand up and start joining me and others and saying this is wrong and we need a true investigation as to what's going on and clean this mess up. These poor people, this is the most... We've all heard the expression stealing candy from a baby. Well, all you get is a sucker. What Leisure World and the lawyers have figured out is that if we wait till they're seniors, we steal the entire candy store. And that's what's going on.
Well, in looking over this stuff, I did get the feeling that we're dealing with like a mafia. And of course, I feel that way about the Internal Revenue Service as well. But they threaten, I mean, all they do is threaten, and then they can hurt you. We've had in the same dealing with government ourselves with IRS. I mean, we look at attorneys and legal firms, and a lot of them are afraid to represent our side of the Constitution because it's against the IRS. Judges actually are somewhat the same way. I mean, you might get a fair shake in court, you know, if there's, you know, two normal parties in there, but you're not getting it with the government as being one of the plaintiffs, and you're not getting it with this large legal firm that is either, I don't know what they're doing, you know, they give a lot of money to candidates and stuff. I mean, they're making their presence known, and they're making their threats apparently known to some people anyway. If a newspaper won't publish a letter to the editor out of fear of a lawsuit, I mean, there's something wrong here that the government agencies are there to protect our rights, our liberty, and our property. And
I agree with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to get this out across the country and to as many people that can hear this and encourage them to spread the word around. And there is nothing, Steve, that I am saying that I wouldn't be able to back up and give you the documentation. Now, that is one thing that Congressman Rohrabacher told me to do. Paul, if you're going to take this on, no, he says, she says. Everything needs to be in writing, certified mail, etc. And it was all done like that. Everything has been documented, thousands of pages of documentation, so that there is nothing of he says, she says. Anything that I say will be able to post and give you or put on a website or could be produced as evidentiary material in court if we ever got into a right. real court, not an unlawful detainer joke.
Well, yeah, most of these judges that you've been in front of and probably dealing with them, period, they really don't look at what's going on. The one judge, the woman that you talked about,
Judge Luwehy, Carmen Luwehy, she took this on as a serious interest, and she was awesome. But she's been overruled by her senior judicial partners.
She's not a high up position, but when she looked at it, she completely sided with you. She thought what was happening was atrocious.
Correct.
And the other judges are, these are, I don't know, maybe these attorneys are buddies of theirs from school or whatever. They're a big legal firm and you're a little guy, and they just, it's a bias or whatever.
I'd look at it this way. It's all, at least I'm involved with, it was all in the County of Orange, and the judges that are on the County of Orange appellate have spent their junior years evicting tenants out of Leisure World. Or homeowners, they themselves, I wouldn't doubt if every single judge on the appellate panel had also had a case where they then evicted someone out of Leisure World of a home they own. It's embarrassing for them. I've also filed a complaint using this letter that's on your website with the executive presiding judge of the Orange County Court, the Superior Court, and let me tell you, they are taking this seriously. I did not receive the "I'm sorry you lost" form letter, but they were supposed to notify me within 90 days of something. I've heard nothing from them in writing. I've shown up twice now into the court saying, "Well, where are we at with this?" And they said, "Well, we've got a gal. I believe her name is Catalina. She's trying to work on this." And so it is interesting because I have complained using this treatise. It's not just a letter; it's a treatise of a full legal explanation back into the entire Orange County judiciary through the executive branch of the court.
Well, this letter from Piper was very interesting, and you can pretty much count on it being accurate. I mean, they spent years and I guess hundreds of thousands of dollars researching this for you.
Correct, and including interviewing people that wrote the Davis-Sterling Act of 1986. There are a few people that are still around, and one of the people that wrote it, they found her in Northern California, and they've interviewed her directly. There's no question about this. Davis-Sterling is a huge law. It's a huge body of law to handle all these cooperative housing units because there was an abuse that was going on, and so this Davis-Sterling Act got created. Leisure World had just figured out they're going to get around it, and they have been. And I was a test case. And this is really what's happened. I was a test case on over another one saying that they must comply. It was a 2008 ruling in California Appellate Court. It was called Franz versus Golden Rain Foundation, FRANZ, and saying that this is a form of ownership, and it's specifically about Leisure World Seal Beach, this one case. Yet the judge would not allow me to enter that appellate decision in as evidence in my case. I wasn't allowed evidence.
Well, here's the summary. I mean, basically, you've been evicted.
Yes.
Effectively evicted from your own property.
Correct.
They severed your right to even live there, and they severed your right to your stock ownership, I assume.
Yes.
All violations of the law. You also said they tore the home down.
Yes, yes.
Altogether,
yes.
And built another place there.
Originally, they said that one of their complaints was that I had damaged the structure like it was some sort of a cooperative exterior housing. You have, in Leisure World, by the rules, you have a right to remodel your home. You have a right to change the exterior with permission and things like that. You don't have to just use what it came with. And I wanted to remove some 1960 amenities on it, and I had permission. And all of this is on video or in writing. As I say, everything is documented. But they used that in court that he was in violation of damaging the building,
well,
and then
okay.
As soon as they take possession of it, they tore it down.
Well, we only got a few minutes here left here. I want to the DLL.
They rebuilt a new one and then sold it for cash.
This is just on the face looks completely wrong.
But and anyway, they do it all the time, Steve. It's an ongoing process inside Leisure World Seal Beach. If you went there right now today with me, I could point and say, that one's being done, that one's being done.
In fact, there was a phone call this morning. Hang on. I want to put the website out. This letter from DLA Piper is on the website right now, Free Enterprise Society, at least temporarily, because he has no other way to get it out. If you're interested in this or have people maybe involved with this or you know people in high positions of law enforcement that really believe in the law, you might want to get this letter to them. We need to make an issue of this. And
thank you, Steve.
Free Enterprise, freeenterprisesociety.com, freeenterprisesociety.com. You can also get information on the income tax and everything there, but the DLA Piper letter's there, and because they've taken just about everything this guy has, and there's the music I hear. So, Paul, I appreciate you coming on, and but the program is over. I enjoyed it. I think it was a good program. I think it went well. Thank all of you for listening. Thanks for joining us, and I'll be hosting this program on Wednesdays. Also, check out truth-attack.com, and again, at freeenterprisesociety.com.
Thank you for getting the word out, Steve.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad.
If it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
Reacting to the Republican cave-in on the shutdown of the government and the defunding of Obamacare, Rush Limbaugh, in a 9-minute diatribe on his radio show, which was republished by WorldNet Daily, complained bitterly that Republicans had been hoodwinked by various political tricks played by Democrats and by the media. Hoodwinked? Really? Seriously, Rush, do you think the Republicans were hoodwinked into abandoning their ostensible purpose of defunding Obamacare? And do you think they were hoodwinked into voting to increase the already staggering debt limit so that both parties can continue their immoral, unconstitutional destruction of American government, the American economy, and the American culture? Do you really think they somehow misread the Constitution, somehow seeing a phantom sentence or a phantom clause in Article 1, Section 8 that authorized them to legislate regarding health care? Is it really likely that this is all some mistake and given a chance to do it all over, the Republican Party would vote and act differently? We don't think so, Rush. Isn't it more likely that those who have been hoodwinked are those who put their trust in the Republican Party and the godless conservative movement? And isn't it beyond time to return to the true American view of law and government, acknowledging the Creator God as the supreme judge of the universe and the written Constitution as the supreme law of the land? This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American view.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Thomas Jefferson, in his writings, left us many warnings about corrupt bankers and politicians. I place economy among the first and most important virtues, and public debt as the greatest of dangers to be feared. To preserve our independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. we must make our choice between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. If we can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of caring for them, they will be happy. What our country needs is a wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, and which shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it had earned. Jefferson warned that ignorant and free can never be. He was a true defender of the American dream.
The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one
at that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible. And today, the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.